Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! Happy Saturday, Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley back on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Ready to launch. Ready to launch. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. Let's get on the phone and talk about your dream and get it out there. Are you living in the cage? I talk about cages and prisons, and it can be down to think about that. You know, hey, what's a motivational guy talking about that for? Well, let me tell you something, my friend, and I want to speak some truth into you. Today, we only got a limited amount of time. We go 10 to 12 minutes every day. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast, so I try to keep it around that time just to give you something to think about for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. And I think it's important to understand. Someone once said, follow along with me, sports fans. Someone once said, if you look at the people in your inner circle and don't get inspired, then you ain't got no circle. You got a cage. Now, you ain't got no part. I think I might have added that in. But isn't that true, though? If you look at the people in your inner circle, people that you spend the most time with, and you're not inspired every day, you don't have a circle. You have a cage. And that's where so many people are living. And they refuse to get out of it because it's comfortable in there. You know, they get it. They're understood. It's almost like you know the rules. You're like, well, I get it. I'm going to, you know, I don't want to venture too far out of here. I don't want to do anything too crazy because then I start ruffling the feathers and the other people in the cage with me are going to get upset. I use the old metaphor, the description. One of the first book I ever read on entrepreneurship was Rich Dad, Poor Dad back in 2002. And Robert Kiyosaki talked about the Kohiki crabs, and they were indigenous to the Hawaiian Islands where he was growing up. And he would collect these crabs in a coffee can, and he would watch them and observe them. And when one of the crabs would try to crawl up the side to get out of the can, one of the other ones would just snap them right back down. You know, smack down. Get at me back down here. And that's most people. They're the Kohiki crabs. They're trying to climb out of that damn coffee can, and there's somebody always smacking them back down. Don't you know who you are? What are you doing again? That doesn't make any sense. I know someone who tried that and all that crazy stuff. And we're living in that cage with those people, man. And if you're going to a job every day, you've accepted it. Like, you've just accepted that this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life because you didn't go to Harvard or your parents didn't buy you into Harvard. God, that's a whole different story that's going on right now at the time of this podcast. Holy cow, you believe that? I'm not even getting off topic on that. But people spending $1 million, $2 million to get their kid into USC? I mean, I get Harvard and Yale, maybe. But USC? You're spending $1 million to get your kid into USC? I don't know, man. I don't get it. Anyway, we got people listening in over 100 countries who are like, I don't get it, dude. What are you talking about? All right, I'll get up. It's an American tragedy that's happening right now. Parents paying these ridiculous amounts of money to get their kids into college. And 40% of the kids don't even make it to their second year of college, man. And don't even get 40% of our country. These kids are going to be in student loan debt. They won't even be able to pay off in the next 4 years. Lie, digress. But isn't that part of it, though? Think about it. When you were 17 years old, did the conversation go like this at the lunch table? Hey, did you pick your college yet? Where are you going to college? Did you pick your school yet? I'm going here. And there's so much pressure. What's wrong with going to a trade school? You know? What's wrong with going to a trade school where you don't incur a ton of debt? You're making 80 grand. You're in a high-demand job as soon as you get out of college because you're going to a trade school. Maybe you're living with mom and dad. I'm telling you. My daughter is probably going to end up going to the University of Cincinnati this coming year. She's a senior in high school. And I am not a fan of college. I mean, I am not. And everybody knows I'm not a fan of college. I think it's become just this crazy, overpriced, ridiculous place for, unless you're an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor, accountant, someplace where you need specialized knowledge to be able to get a job, there is no reason to go there. But I'm not pushing that on my kids because I'm a dad and I don't want to be the helicopter dad who's like, you must do this. You can't do this. I'm an entrepreneur. I dropped out of college. You must not go to college. Look, they want to go to college. Go to college. But here's the thing. You need to understand the rules of that game. You need to understand the rule. I tell them everything's a game. Everything's a game. College is a game. High school is a game. Memorize the answers to the test, study, and then, yeah, I don't give a crap, forget it. It doesn't matter. That's all school is memorization. There's no application. Nobody's teaching about money. Nobody's teaching about entrepreneurship. These are all things you got to go learn on your own, and that's why I tell everybody to get on YouTube, and instead of watching bulldog skateboarding down a driveway, you should be watching about marketing, money making, all of those things. There's so much knowledge online. So many smart people. This podcast was created to fill the void of the lemmings who are going to a job every day or doing things they don't like to do, following the other lemmings right off the cliff of life, man. Right to their own death. Like tiptoeing through life just to arrive safely at your grave. That's why I get on these calls. That's why I have you go to launchwithsam.com. We get on the call, we talk about, get inspired. And here's what I say, don't book the call if you're not inspired, if you're not ready to launch your dream. It wouldn't be a good use of your time. But when you are ready, when you're like, damn it, I'm tired of playing small, that's when you book the call. That's why I set that whole thing up 3 months ago. And it's been the greatest thing that's ever happened for me is to be able to speak to people who just, if you can imagine somebody who hangs around this type of individual that we just described in the first 3 minutes of the podcast, the person who's like, I don't understand. What are you trying to do? You want to do what? You're going to go. And it's this dream that you've got that, of course, nobody understands. That's why it's unique. That's the whole thing about being an entrepreneur is like you're doing things that most people would never even think of trying. But that's the secret to living a purpose-driven life is living on purpose. Shocker! Living on purpose. Like, what is it that stirs you up? And to think that you can't make money doing that? That's ridiculous. I mean, think of the most, just look at all of the different ways people are earning income, doing what they love to do, and you've got the audacity to think the opposite, that it can't be done. It'd be harder. It would be harder to, and by the way, I don't know if you can hear the rain, but it is pounding down on my car right now. Isn't that something, though? The guy, Sam Crowley, the guy that does the number one motivational podcast every day from his car. From his car. Who does that? You need the studio. You need the mixer. I look at these podcast groups, and by the way, I'm on fire right now, so let me go off on a little different tangent. I'm all over the place. I'm all over the place. But let me tell you, so I see people in these podcasting groups on Facebook. Hey, I've got an idea for a new studio. Hey, I bought a new mixer on Amazon. It's a 14-channel double XF 500 XG mixer. I think about, hey, is anybody listening to your show? No, but boy, I got it. Oh, man, you're following the herd, man. You're in the cage. That's the podcast cage. Listen to your boy podcasting from the car with the rain beating down. You got to get clear on what your passion is. Do I sound a little passionate? Do I just a little bit passionate? You can take this passion that you're hearing coming through your earbuds right now. You could take this same passion, plug it into anything. I'm telling you, man, there is no bad ideas. You know what the worst idea is? Is not doing anything. That's the worst idea, is not getting started.
I don't know if I should book that call with Sam because he's going to sell me coaching.
Damn right I am. You damn right I am. Somebody's got to get you going. Somebody's got to hold you accountable. How about this? Instead of saying it that way, how about saying, you know, I got to get on that call because Sam's going to eliminate 10 years of heartache and hundreds of thousands of dollars of mistakes from my journey. How about that? Man, I'm telling you, I've got so much passion to help people finally do what I did 15 years ago, and I wish I would have done 15 years before that. 15 years before that, I wish I would have got started. 15 years, I wish I would have given up the 401k, the match pension, the vacation, the health insurance. I wish I would have given it all up.
What do you mean health insurance?
Yeah. Guys, you can get health insurance. It ain't that hard. As an entrepreneur, you know, you get the high deductible. I got a family of six. You get a high deductible. You're spending a few hundred dollars a month. It's not that big a deal. We're living so much in fear.
Well, what if my kid, I mean, I got a $5 copay on prescriptions.
You know what the biggest eye-opener to me was? When I didn't have health insurance for probably 2 years, and I had three kids. I just chose not to get it before Obamacare. I just chose not to have any because it was so stupid. I left my job. I was spending $1,300 a month on COBRA, which is the health insurance you get. Back in the day, I don't even know if you still do this, they had COBRA. And after you leave your job, you get an 18-month window to still have the same insurance plan you had at your previous company. But it ain't that, you know, cushy cafeteria plan you get. It was $1,300 a month. I'm like, screw that. I paid that for like 4 months. I'm like, what am I doing? So I'm spending $1,300 a month. Let's say I had it for 4 months. That's $5,200 roughly. All right. So I spent $5,000 so I could get my prescription or my kid's prescription for $10 instead of $50. So I saved $40 and I spent $5,000. Think about that, how stupid that is. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't have health insurance. Do what you want with the health insurance. I'm just saying, to me, I'm like, why was I spending $5,000 to save $40 on a prescription? And it dawned on me, if I just paid cash for prescriptions at the drugstore, it didn't cost a lot of money. These prescriptions I was getting for $5 copays or $10, they were like $40. And it wasn't like the worst month was January, February, where all the ear infections happens and the cost. I might have spent $100 on prescriptions, maybe at its peak, you know? So I say all of this entire message is to stop living in fear and to stop hanging around people that your inner circle is not lifting you up. They're not inspiring you. They're you're living in a cage, man. You're thinking, oh boy, you heard somebody who said not to have health insurance. Oh my God. God, unsubscribe. Ain't it at all, man. That ain't it at all. What I'm saying is think differently. You're allowed to think differently. The one thing we can do is to be able, even if you don't even have free speech where you live, even if you don't even have free speech, you have the ability to think freely. Now, we all know we have free speech. But if you know what you really got, the ability to think, and it doesn't cost anything. So you can either think your way into an every day is Monday mindset, or you can think your way into an every day is Saturday mindset. But don't blame anybody else but you. Don't blame anybody else but you if you live a lifetime of Mondays, because, man, there is so much freaking opportunity out there for you right now, right in whatever you want to do, but you got to think. And you don't think like everybody in the cage, the Kohiki crabs. You think like a champion. Do it. Think differently. Let's go. Let's do it today. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.